Well, my name is Steve Russell. I am a retired educator and a father and grandfather. I worked for the Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board for a number of years. Before coming to the Peterborough area, I grew up in Brampton and I worked eventually for the Peel District School Board. So I have seen two school boards from the inside as an employee. While I was at the Kawartha Pine Ridge Board, I was head of the Integrated Arts Program at PCBS, and then I worked as the arts consultant for the board for a number of years, and then returned to PCBS for those unfortunate years when it was closed or transformed into PACE, and the Integrated Arts Program was moved to Thomas A. Stewart Secondary School. I've been the president of the Council of Drama and Dance Educators of Ontario. I'm currently the chair and president of the Peterborough Theatre Guild. So I think that I have lots of experience that puts me in a good position to be very helpful as a school board trustee. I know the education system from the inside, from a number of different angles, from working inside the board office building and consulting with principals, superintendents, and teachers, as well as all of the support staff. I got a very good education in education by working inside the board office. And I think that matters a lot. That perspective is important. I also saw education from a provincial perspective as the head of a provincial subject council, but also working as a curriculum writer for the Ministry of Education, as a resource developer for the Ministry of Education, traveling around the province doing presentations on behalf of the OSSTF, the Secondary School Teachers Federation, doing Paint of Pride and other workshops related to equity and social justice issues. I've been on a number of committees for the union, and so all of that, I think, helps me to be in a good position to understand education and the impact that trustee decisions might have on the day-to-day classroom.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question. I hope so.
No, I think that was great. What are your top three priorities if you were elected to the school board?
Well, I think that our board has done a pretty good job in terms of equity and social justice. And that would be my top priority, to maintain that. Secondly, I want to support all students and make sure that we have a diversity of programming throughout the board. And I also think it's important to value the education workers, you know, to support everybody from crossing guards and superintendents, custodians, teachers, education assistants, child and youth workers, the women who work, usually it's women in the cafeterias and support students and are on the front lines working with our students in the community. I think all of those support workers need help. They need the support of trustees who understand their importance within the system. And it kind of jumped over the second one, which would be a priority on the diversity of programming. I think that it's easy to focus in too narrowly on specific goals like literacy or math education, which are, you know, currently a focus for the board. And while those are obviously very important, I think somebody has to keep an eye on the diversity of programming throughout the board. And I don't want to sacrifice that diversity of programming in order to prioritize one area of study over another. And I think people like myself who understand the way the system works, in terms of funding formulas and the application of that funding within secondary schools, for example, it's very easy to cancel a class in grade 12 physics because there are only 18 students in a high school that want that course. But for those 18 students, that is a vitally important course that they really do need. And I hope that we don't ever get so constricted by our funding formulas and inflexible that we can't maintain those supports for all kinds of programming throughout the system.
Mm-hmm. My next question is, how do you understand the difference between challenges and successes for rural education and urban education? And how will you work with other trustees to balance these different interests?
Well, you know, if I'm elected as the one of the two trustees in Peterborough, looking out for the Peterborough schools, obviously I want to keep their issues and keep them in the forefront of my thinking, but it is one big board that encompasses both urban and rural schools. And I think that the trustees have to have a voice to speak to Cower, to speak to Queen's Park and say, you know, where there are inadequacies in the funding formulas, we need to be the ones who understand the system well, are intimately familiar with it, and need to voice those concerns with factual information to the people who need to make the important funding decisions above our heads to support rural schools and small schools. There can be small schools within an urban setting that also need support. And I think that the trustees at the board level really need to stay well informed about the issues and the impact of government decisions.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, what was your response to the provincial bill to repeal the 2015 sex ed curriculum? And what will you do if there are other similar drastic legislative changes coming down from the province?
Well, as I said, I think trustees need to have a unified voice in opposition to actions that are taken that are harmful to students or harmful to the education system. I think that pulling back on that curriculum document was short-sighted, and it was done for political gain by a particular party that wanted to rally parents who were not well informed about that document or what it meant to the school system. I think that was a very bad decision. It was done for political reasons. My position is that we need to let the experts in education design the curriculum. We need to keep the politicians out of it. And experts in education were consulted for the development of the so-called sex ed curriculum. It's actually a health and physical education curriculum with a component of sex ed. And we've all had sex ed in schools. I did when I was a little kid. I remember going to the gym and watching the movies and calling that sex education. But times have changed. Kids are living in a different world. And to try to pull us back into the past and deny the work that's done by professional experts in child education, child sexual education, and teachers who are in touch with students from a broad range of cultures and backgrounds who understand what kids are contending with in their lives, there was an extensive consultation process, and we need to support that. Professionals in education, I was on a curriculum writing team. We consulted far and wide with health experts, with post-secondary institutions, with teacher and parent groups, and we represented the broad geography of the province in those consultations. And that process was followed for the development of that curriculum document. Somebody simply found a way that they could capitalize on the attitudes of a small group of parents who weren't well informed about the importance of that document. So in the future, if governments interfere with the professional work within the education field, I think trustees are the frontline workers as elected representatives of the public who are well informed about education. We need to be speaking to the politicians who are less well-informed and telling them that the impact of their actions is not welcome.
Mm-hmm. What role do you think the community at large plays in shaping education?
Well, our kids grow up in the real world, and, you know, the community should have input into the education system, but how do you define that community? I remember in KPR when our former director, Avis Glaze, was working on character education, she consulted with religious and community leaders from a broad spectrum to, you know, ask the question, what is character and how do we define it? I think that kind of sought out community input from a broad range of stakeholders is important. We have to take sight of the fact that we are educating young people who will go on to be employees and in businesses and educated citizens who are critical thinkers and able to make decisions like who to vote for in a public election in a democracy. And so there needs to be lots of community input. But again, I default to the people who manage the education system, who are its experts and professionals, who take that community consultation into consideration and do the best thing they can with the community input.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me about this.
Thank you very much.